Hi, this is Dr. Kent Holtorf with another episode of the Peptide Summit. This episode's for practitioners out there, not so useful for the patients and the public. But we have Don Winsek, who is the owner and founder of True Body Wellness, they basically custom make supplements. Don, thank you so much for being on. And I think this is a great service for practitioners to kind of bring their practice to the next level.
Oh, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Right. So a little bit about Don. He's president and owner of True Body Wellness, a supplier of private label dietary supplements. He's had positions as vice president and president and CEO of multiple product manufacturing businesses. He has a background in engineering and a master's in business. He started True Body Wellness in 2001 with the goal of making high quality and effective dietary supplements available to customers for private labeling, allowing the doctors to go to market with confidence and building their brand and success really in this growing market. And it's becoming more and more complicated, but there is so many amazing things that are coming out, and it's just I think the whole field has just expanded, you know, so much. It used to just be, you know, a couple of basic supplements, but he's, you know, leveraged education experience in product development and manufacturing to build a network. And what I really like, we've been using him for a number of years, is that he can go to the manufacturers that have, like, you know, what you really need. Let's say you want a cream, or you want an oral spray, or a particular type of supplement, and go to this person. Well, these people are better for this style, and also help you with basically formulations. And I think the biggest disappointment starting out was, and everyone's like, well, this should have more of this. This should have more of this. Well, I can't make a capsule this big, you know, So, and then also, I think, well, once you kind of get into it, the FDA regulations have gone crazy, and that's where really your help has been just tremendous, where we don't have to go searching through or getting hit for, you know, mislabeling and things like that. So, again, we've loved your service, and how you kind of help doctors.
No, man, I appreciate that. But you said it's actually a very big market. It's a growing market. I mean, it's like $120 billion worldwide market, just dietary supplements. U.S. is about $45 billion. And it's growing at, pun intended, at a healthy, 6 to 8% a year. I mean, for that big of a market, that kind of growth, there's lots of opportunities. You know, we kind of look at it, want to talk about it, opportunity for maybe doctors and healthcare providers to add more revenue to their, you can add more money to their income stream and profits. You can bring more value to your customer. There's no question. You can bring, extra health programs and things that work better for your patients and clients. And you can build your brand. You can add some things to your brand and their trust to you. So yeah, those are the things we see.
And yeah, the way I look at it is that it's a win-win-win, that, it's basically, instead of putting the money in the pockets of these, big supplement companies, and there's some good ones out there, yep, but their stuff is expensive. I mean, they have all this overhead, and, it's like all these, executives that they have to pay and things like that. And so the stuff gets very expensive. So you can get really higher quality, and you can tweak these formulas. Let's say, you have a favorite formula from a company, and you're like, well, I'd like to maybe just have more of this or more of that or add that. It's a great opportunity to do that. And I think too, and the patients get it cheaper, right? And you're putting the money in your pocket instead of that big, supplement company. And the big supplement companies are kind of becoming like big pharma, They're getting pretty powerful in that too. I think you can get, more involved and also really see the difference that, when you research supplements and find something new, and you're able to make it exactly as you want it, it's much more satisfying, I think.
Yeah, you mentioned there's an issue of trust too. I mean, literally friends of mine hesitate buying supplements because they're not sure what they're getting. They don't know what a company, they're not sure, was they really in the capsule? Well, here's a chance to leverage your trust, your patient's trust, to say, yeah, I trust you. And so you work with the right company to bring a very quality and known product to them. They'll trust it, they'll buy it, and they'll actually probably pay more for it because now they trust your brand, they trust your advice, and they trust the product you're bringing to them.
Yeah, it is such a difference. And when we've taken the time to test other people's stuff, and it's not a good track record. And no. People with, you know, companies with good reputations, and we're like, there's nothing in there, or 10%, 20%, 30%.
Yep.
And we're like, that can't be. And then we check it again, you know, and we don't ever really say anything, but we just stop using them, or, you know, let's say it's like with the peptide, a competitor or something. But some we've had where, look at, they're just blowing smoke. Like, you know, it's yep. totally unethical. And the claims too are crazy.
The claims are a good point, because the way you get into trouble with the FDA and the FTC for that matter is the claims you put on your label and how you market it. You can get a lot of trouble with your claims. That's, you got to be careful. You cannot claim you cure any disease at all. You know, that's what the FDA looks at. They look at what's, as you mentioned, what's in the bottle, is what's on that label, is that actually in the bottle? If it's not, you've got problems, and what you claim. You know, you start claiming you cure cancer, and you've got serious issues. So you do got to be very careful.
Yeah, and you never know. I mean, there's so many people, and you're tempted to make claims. Let's say there's a study showing this helps osteoporosis. But if you say it, all these other people over here are saying it, but it may be you that they come after. They tend to come right. after that. You know, smaller, mid, small, and then they're kind of like Rome. You devastate one village, and then the rest of them surrender, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
And they don't want to go after the big guys because it's going to be a fight. And, but I just shake my head at the amount of claims that are out there and what people are saying. But, and two, what we've noticed is that, and we never check like or Costco. It's like people like we'll have melatonin from you for say, even mm-hmm. just a single sublingual melatonin, and people go, oh, melatonin doesn't work. We'll try this. And they're like, oh my God, it totally worked.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, some people, I can get this at Costco for, you know, $3. Well, that's what it's worth probably, you know?
Yes.
And I think that's a nice thing, that you know what's in it is in it, and that you also, with your knowledge, can recommend things to enhance a particular formula and work with the doctors that way.
Yeah, there's definitely certain ingredients you can add that you combine different ingredients and they have more synergy. They have better effectiveness. So those are some of the things we can bring to the table.
And that's like it. And it's funny, like the doctors in our office, it's like they kind of do the same thing. They're like, well, we need more of this in there, you know, more of this, more of that. Like you can't have the thing that has everything in it, which is a bummer. That's a problem with supplements. They're kind of take up a lot of space and some things, or like chelated minerals, right? Problem is it makes it such a big molecule, where you could triple the amount of just like magnesium oxide or whatever, you know? And so you get twice as much absorbance from the chelated, but you can give four times the amount in a capsule if not chelated. So it's kind of like, you know, weighing those things. I think it's fun to do as well and get into it. And when and there's so much now, I think great research coming out on supplements, you know, and you would think
more
that with modern medicine, everything's meds, but the way the whole system is, we know it's all rigged and the studies that people are more natural, because they find that these meds are, you know, in 5 years, they say, oh, shoot, yeah, it's causing cancer or whatever. Yeah. There are tons of side effects. But you would think that over the years, things would become less natural, or even look at the foods, you know, and more science-based. But it is becoming science-based, but natural.
Yeah, no question. Again, that's what speaks to the growth, especially now, you know, obviously we're coming, still coming through the COVID period. So everybody's looking better at more at their overall health, immunity, you know, how they just build up just general health. And so supplementation, that's why it's growing so fast.
Yeah, I guess the FDA was really mad, I guess, that the immune supplements like went up like fivefold or something, and yep. They weren't too happy with that. And you know, NAC, they banned it officially because it is a drug, but so many people are getting NAC for COVID that they banned it. You know, if something's safe and effective and cheap, they're going to ban it, basically. And they're coming after supplements again. And hopefully they won't. I think the backlash would be too bad with that. But they're really coming after compounding pharmacies right now, especially sterile compounding and peptides and that. You know, again, if it works and is safe, it pisses big pharma off, you know?
Well, the other part, if it works and it's safe and pharma can't control it, that's when the FDA tries to shut it down.
Yeah, and people like FDA is the watchdog of big pharma. Give me a break. They're that's big pharma pays their salary.
Yeah. Interesting thing. Just want to say with the FDA does regulate dietary supplements, but they don't approve dietary supplements. That means they set the rules, you know, good manufacturing, GMP, good manufacturing practices. They set the rules, but it's self-regulated. So you manufacture, follows the rules set up, but they don't have to submit any product to the FDA. So if you ever hear a product's approved, a supplement is approved by the FDA, they're lying. FDA does not approve dietary supplements. Unlike pharmaceutical drugs, they do, they have to. So it really counts, puts the manufacturer self-regulates themselves. So that's where it puts a lot of faith and trust in the manufacturing process. Because now you want to always look for someone who's GMP certified, which means a third party auditor comes out and does it. But I have personally seen, just because they're GMP certified doesn't mean they always follow the process. So that's where we're a true body. We always work with manufacturers that not only are they GMP certified, I personally know each of them. I know the owners, the management team, and I trust them. It's trusting the people and the processes to make sure they're delivering exactly what they say they're doing.
I think that's been huge. And I've learned because, you know, and now, like, you know, for other things we buy, we go out there and check, but who has the time to do all those things?
Right.
Especially you find a supplement company and, you know, hey, they sound good. And it reminds me when early, 20 years ago, I started a beer company. And we actually won we had a hangover free beer. We had double blind placebo controlled studies that showed hangover free. And as soon as we got it out, the FDA, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms said, nope, can't make a healthy beer. But then we did an energy beer. We won a silver medal in the World Beer Cup and a bronze in the World Beer Championships. And then we had to scale up, right? So we went to this company and they seem good. And we paid them by the case. And oh my God, it turned horrible. And then we went to a trade show and people go, everyone knows not to go with them. Everyone knows not to go with them, you know, and we ended up in this lawsuit and blah, 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 you know. So that's what you help these doctors avoid, is that big, expensive mistake, right?
Yes, exactly.
And so that's what I found. It's what you don't know, is that's where it kills you.
Until it's too late, exactly.
Yep. Yeah, and so I'm sure you've been through it and saw all the problems, and you weed out the problems. I mean, that's huge, and we found that. I mean, your pricing is just so much better than the overwhelming majority of people out there, and quality is the key, you know, and no problems where it's like, oh, we're backlog 3 years, you know, whatever, you know. Even with the supply chain, you've been doing great because you have a number of choices too, right?
Oh yeah, so
because you have a network.
It's been a challenge. Gets more challenging all the time, especially bottles and you know one thing you got to remember.
Simple stuff. It's like we're a third world country.
Yep, simple stuff. If you have 5-6 ingredients and you're missing one, you got to wait and hold it. But so far, yeah, we have dozens of suppliers. So if one's out, we can move to the next one. And so we've been doing pretty well with deliveries. It's been challenging, but we've been holding our own, no question.
Great. And when you find it, what is a typical doctor's practice that you work with?
It's either, most of it's focused on, with our doctors, it's mostly focused, believe it or not, on overall health and or weight loss or weight management. Because you know, let's face it, right? You see the statistics with COVID that 78% of the people who've died were basically obese or morbidly obese. So they find the most success with weight loss or weight management. You got to be careful what you say when you're doing labeling. You got to watch it.
Do you have any conventional doctors, or are they more the integrative type? I guess it's kind of labeled, I guess, if they use supplements that make them integrate, you know, or do you have like standard physicians, let's say a urologist that does a prostate formula or something?
We have, most of them are chiropractors, believe it or not. So the chiropractors do very well in this area. So that's our biggest base. Then we have a few doctors, and they're just general practitioners. And so we have some that focuses entirely on weight loss, and others weight loss plus overall health. So they'll buy multiple products from, you know, like superfoods. So this way, just general, you know, drinking superfoods to get overall health, and digestive enzymes for you know, stomach health. And so it varies. But I'd say a dominant one really would probably be at this time is weight management products.
Gotcha. And it is, you know, you find something that works, and it I think it just, you know, you need now to be a successful doc, you need multiple revenue streams. And you know, it's not about everything you can get out of the patient. It's that, you know, if you put the time in to learn about all these things and talk about them to the patient, because they're going to benefit from them. Because you know, we found that unless you have them in the office, the patient, and you can write down, go take this, the, you know, 99% chance they're not going to get it, or they're going to get something totally wrong.
Right.
And, you know, they'll look around forever trying to find it and trying to save a dollar or whatever it is, and they end up not getting it. And where the convenience of the patient is just, boom, you know, all in the pack when they're there in the office. I think it's just such a win-win that it's a way to go. I think even so much, I think it's much better than, you know, there's some of the companies, they have the website where the doctor, you know, writes for it and then gets a kind of a kickback, which really is not legal, but they're not enforcing the Stark laws, but there's some bigger, some of the companies won't do that because officially it is not legal to do the kickback. I mean, buying them and making them yourself is fine. But I think because the doctor will have something on the website to show it's theirs, like they're making money from it. Cause it's, you know, when you give it to the patient, it's totally honest. It's like, look, I'm selling this to you.
Right.
When you send someone to a website, it's kind of dishonest in that, hey, I'm sending you somewhere else, but I'm getting money back for it.
Well, we found though, the ones our doctor, our chiropractors have the best success, it's part of a plan. So just not really selling a supplement. If we stick with the health, the weight management, there's a whole plan. There's a diet plan, there's an exercise plan, and the supplement is part of it. So where that brings value to the patient, because now they have a holistic plan, which is good for them. It works better, that's more successful. It works great for the healthcare provider because it's really a plan. You charge more. You've got a whole package. They probably come back once a month once every 2 months to see how they're doing. So it's more than just selling, here's a bottle, a supplement.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm the worst salesperson ever. And I won't sell anything. I don't sell. I basically prescribe what I think is right. The best thing for them. And I know doctors, we hear that like, oh, I don't know. I'm not comfortable selling. I'm like, don't sell. I don't sell.
Right. Yeah. You know? Don't sell.
Yeah.
Here's a program. Here's a plan. Let's work through it. This is, do what you do and do the holistic approach, because that's where the most success is. So you're selling and you said, I don't know the charges, but you could be doing $100 a month for patients now that helping them and helping your revenue stream. And they come back. Now, again, it's not just a supplement, it's a whole program.
Yeah. And instead of them going to trying to get at Costco or getting something like it, and then they're not on it, you don't know if they're taking right. it or not. And it's never the same. But you have kind of a 7-step plan, I think you were mentioning.
So number one would be just that. Well, first is have a goal. What are you trying to, where is your specialty? What are you trying to do? Is it weight management? Is it, heart health? Is it brain function or healthier brain? So first, have a health goal in mind.
Do you recommend for a doctor start out with one or maybe a few? Or what do you
recommend? I think just one, because we'll get into it, because how do you sell it? How do you market it? That's very important early on. But so first start, what's your goal? And then once you have a goal, don't just think of a supplement as we just talked about. Think of a plan, run a program. You just want to make it whole, food is, how's your diet? How's your exercise? What other things can you do? Oh, by the way, these supplementation will help achieve all these goals. And then third, you need to, need to pick a supplement. So let's talk about, we can help you with that. But you have your thoughts on what you read in terms of what dietary supplement you believe will help or what ingredients will help support the plan. So that'd be the third step. The fourth one, probably initially, if you've never done it before, it may even be the most important, your marketing plan. How do you plan to market it? Because with supplements early on, there's a lot of them out there, right? A lot of choices. There's Costco, there's all kinds of places. So you need to know how you're going to market this. And that's would probably be the most important first step. When you have success, now you can add things easier because now you know it's working.
But I don't think it's really the marketing part is just you recommending it.
Very possibly.
Marketing. We don't really sell. I mean, people can buy it outside of our practice, but 99.9, it's people in our practice and then they'll tell someone else. But we don't need marketing online or anything like that. It's right. Basically the doctor saying, hey, this is what you need. This is what you need,
Yep.
And that's the biggest thing is the doctor saying it,
Yeah. And it could be too, not just that, but putting a little brochure together. Oh, by the way, here's our weight management plan. Here's our heart health plan. I mean, that's marketing. That's just, it's an easy sell once you're in your office to say, here's a program. Why don't you take a look at this? We can talk about this. That's what I mean by a marketing plan. Understand how you're going to present it to your patient and client. But after that, you have to, private label the product, because you want to protect your brand. You want it to be your brand. So, put your logo on it, put your name on it. And it just brings more credibility. You can't go to Costco and buy, Dr. Haltorf's vitamin C. It doesn't exist because it's your brand. So I'd say branding is the next step. After that, to me, obviously, just as important, pick the right manufacturer, pick the right source. Understand
that's
that.
So true. So true.
Yeah, because like you said, it's there's a lot to it. So again, from our point of view, we can help you all the way from picking the ingredients, picking the formula, the label design, the manufacturer, the manufacturing of the product, and the shipping. All and we can do it from soup to nuts, and you just worry about what you do. And again, we'll help with the formulation, and And you could start too. Like you said, we have standard formulas. Maybe they're close enough. Maybe they're not exactly what you want, but start there. Prove you can do it. Once you can do it, then you can always go to the next step and customize. And yes.
So we must drive you crazy with all our super custom fineness, weird ingredient. And but
no, you definitely, it's been a challenge. Some of those ingredients, I don't know where the hell you found them. And then I don't know how I found them.
There is so much literature coming out on all these supplements. I mean, there's finally studies on all these things, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I love it. We do our like Bone Restore through you. And I keep thinking of this endocrinologist who was just always all over us. So, you know, we'll suppress people's TSH and your bones are going to just dissolve, you know, and then they're just getting the, basically the DEXA scan, the bone and the bone mineral density just going up and up and up, you know?
Yeah.
And, it's like, yes. And they're like, a supplement can't do that. What medication are you on? You know, let me put you on Fosamax. Like, no. And, or it was like a lot of times too, they'll go, oh, that Fosamax is working or whatever. And like, well, I haven't taken it for 2-3 years, you know? And they're like, well, how could that be? You know?
I know. Well, yeah. I actually have a little personal story. So I one thing I struggle with, the only medication I take and it's way reduced is for blood pressure. But about 10 years ago, I met a PhD in nutrition and we talked about blood pressure. So he recommended a supplement of L-arginine and citrulline and a few other things. He said, take this. So I started taking it. 6 months later, I go to the doctor, my blood pressure is way down. He goes, what are you doing? So I explained to him the supplement. The doctor had no idea what the supplement was, but he noticed that in 6 months, it actually had an effect. And the medication I take now is 1/4 of what I used to take, which is always good because, you know, long-term impact of pharmaceuticals are really unknown and they're not good over time.
Yeah, we actually had a cardiologist start ordering the same supplement when he noticed our patients that we would send to him. Their cholesterol were down, they weren't taking their meds. And he was like one of the few that said, what are they doing? Wait a minute, they're all taking the supplement. So he started bringing the supplement in. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So
and it's nice to get an open-minded specialist, especially, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So any hot ingredients that are coming out that, I mean, I guess weight loss is always huge, immunity now because of COVID.
Right.
Weight loss. Believe
it or not, other things for bone, you know, you talk about bones and joints and collagen is super hot. Collagen peptides, you know, normally coming from bovine cows, or even fish collagen, that's hot. I just went to a supply side summit where they talk about
a doctor has to go to that. It's like, oh my gosh.
Exactly.
It's just gigantic.
Yeah. It's amazing. So there's always new ingredients, but mushrooms too. Mushrooms as an overall health
The studies coming out on those. I mean, they're equal to meds. You know,
almost, yeah,
and without the side effects.
Yep.
But it is interesting if you go to like Supply Side West and you go to someone has low minimums and they're like 2 million or something. Like that.
Yes, yeah.
With the standard, so that's key. Is you got the low minimum orders and that
we do.
So people can get started. Yeah.
Well, that's you mentioned that's why we're. We can bring a lot to the table because we can have low minimums, but we can match the manufacturer what you need. So you can know their expertise. So not only do you get the great quality, but you also get good pricing, competitive pricing, because you're matching their manufacturing expertise to what whether it's a liquid or a powder or a capsule or tablet. We can match it up to the right manufacturer.
And I feel bad too, because, you know, I'm kind of a loyalist guy and we'll have our supplement reps come in and they're like, why aren't you carrying our product? Well, I got it for, less than half price and more of everything in there. And they're like, okay,
If I knew that, I'd be charging you more. I'm undercharging.
Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't tell you.
Exactly.
But, Yeah, so some of the, you know, these supplement companies are, there's ones that are good, but they're expensive, and other right. ones that are cheaper seem to be, that's kind of what it's worth. And I think you've kind of got the best of both worlds, I think.
Yeah, I get, and, we try, absolutely.
And a little hand-holding, which I think is key, because, you know, you can't be an expert in everything, and right. And it's tough, and you don't want to, especially when you first put your toe in the water, you know, you need someone there to kind of guide you.
Especially, it's amazing how a label could be 4 inches by 6 inches, but the complexity on that label, that's the one thing in the tears of doing this, how hard a label can be to get it right and not make mistakes. 4 by 6, that's it. And yet that's a, can be an amazing challenge to get that label correct.
And that is something you can get nailed for and have a big headache.
Absolutely.
And yep. So, yeah, you don't want to go do that on your own and just think, oh, here, this is what the other labels look like. That's be a certain font, certain size. And
absolutely. FDA has clear regulations and very, very clear regulations on how that label is not only supposed to look, like you said, the font, the organization, how the supplement facts panel got to be laid out. It's all very well controlled by the FDA.
Yep. Yep. They're making anything more difficult to, that they can. But yeah, you've worked so great for us for so many years and have, and we've kind of grown with you too, you know?
Yep.
So we started out small, and then so you work great with that, and no difference when we're ordering higher quantities, and it just gets better. So
no, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you can kind of do the whole gambit, which I think is great. And we're always, of course, leaning on you for knowledge and, hey, how do we improve on this? And, you know, also, you know, fillers and things like that, labels, of course.
Yep.
So it saves a lot of money. You don't have to go to a, you know, label attorney for
exactly.
And all the stuff will just kill you. And yep. It seems now like everything is just, with medicine, I mean, overhead just is skyrocketing. So I really like the fact that you're kind of a one-stop shop and can kind of get everything done there.
That's the value we try to bring. Couldn't say it better. That's it right there.
Great. All right. I guess on that, yeah, just, well, you know, I've worked with Don for many years. I've just found it invaluable for all our supplements, and to just feel like a team, you know, and yep. able to put our supplements up against anyone's, you know, and we hear it all the time that, oh, I took this and it didn't work. And so it's also a confidence thing, you know, and I'm very ADD. I want to see a result, you know. And people will switch the same thing. Like they'll come see us and we'll say they're really sick. They've seen 10 doctors and da da da. We get them better. Then they go, oh, I'm pretty good now. I can go back to my insurance HMO doctor. Yeah. Like, okay, we'll see you in 6 months.
Exactly.
And it's the same thing with the supplements that they go, oh, I found something close, you know, at whatever CVS or online. And they come back and go, it wasn't working the same. Yeah, so I thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Yeah. And I thank you for your business and your great support.
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, so thanks for the sharing the information here with the docs on the summit. And how can they find you?
It's pretty simple. It's truebodywellness.com. It's TRU with no E. Body, BODY, wellness.com.
Awesome. Awesome. So highly recommended. And yeah, I don't think you can go wrong with we're working with Don. So it's got my highest recommendation. So
thank you very much.
Thanks so much. And appreciate you being on.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Great. All right.
All right.
Take care.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.